Live. We're launching into hour number two, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That again is FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Start things out to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Point something out. In 2002, I signed in one morning at a day labor pool, and they gave me a job ticket to go to a landscaping company, which brought me out to a job site. And I'm admiring these nice condos that these people have, wishing that I could afford to live in a nice condo like this. You know, I'm raking their, I mean, they don't have to rake their leaves or anything. Right. And, you know, maybe if I hit some nice lottery prize, I might be able to live in a place as nice as that. And then I saw the sign that says, no trespassing, Nashua Housing Authority.
Uh-oh.
And I said, what? I'm working two jobs so these parasites don't have to work?
Mm.
And they got a better place to live than I've got? Oh, so, of course, you know, it's at the end of a nice dead-end street and everything, and they don't have to rake their leaves. I'm raking their leaves for them.
Amazing.
Hmm.
Yeah. But it's a case of welfare envy. Wouldn't that, in a lesser man, wouldn't that inspire someone else to say, hey, I want to get a little bit of, of that for me. I shouldn't have to do all this work. I should be able to sign up for that program. What's all this housing about? And then they go off and read all the requirements, and they figure out how to work the system, get themselves a nice free house or whatever.
Oh, and you can really work the system on those. I know my brother's girlfriend's mother is working the system in there. Those are supposed to be more temporary placements for housing, but she's lived in there going on something like 6 or something years. And it's just one of the things where it's supposed to get in there, get yourself settled and move on, but you can really work and just stay there as long as you want.
One of the other problems is that welfare creates an excuse for the government to violate your rights, because otherwise they might give you some free money and they can't afford it. Namely, like make you buckle your seatbelt and know you can't use those drugs and know you can't do this and you have to go to school so that, I mean, when I worked at Walmart, by the way, I remember every night at 11 o'clock, they kicked everybody out who was under 18, and, you know, they have to go to bed. They have to, I mean, some of them have to go to school in the morning so that they can get an education, so they can get a job, except that they already have a job. It's good enough for me. Why isn't it good enough for them? But it creates an excuse for the government to violate people's rights and the bureaucracy. I want to illustrate that with an anecdote about the bureaucracy part, because years ago, I was working with somebody, and we were doing quality control on some videos. And, you know, you check the sound and the picture are there at the beginning and in the middle and at the end. And he couldn't deal with this, because one title that we were doing was a Vietnam War documentary. Mm. And guess what war he was in? The Marine Corps in.
Yeah.
Okay, so he couldn't handle those. So well, the company in that case, as it turns out, was able to accommodate him by giving him different titles to do. But if they had not done so, then he might have walked off the job because he can't handle it, and then had to tell some bureaucrat, who of course would have to make him go to some professional that gets paid way too much, to get an evaluation and come back with a piece of paper that they can stick in the folder.
So what would that piece of paper do?
The piece of paper says that the undersigned MD or whatever alphabet soup exists determines that the job that the guy was doing would cause intense emotional distress and therefore is not recommended for a person who is a Vietnam veteran to be watching Vietnam documentaries all day long. And so therefore he had a good excuse to quit that job. See, that's what a welfare agent would require the worker to do.
I'm not quite sure.
So he needs a piece of paper in order to get on the welfare. Say he quit his job. Since he quit his job and he needs to go on welfare, he needs a piece of paper to document that.
Yeah, and he would have to go and spend money, and whereas a private charity could just listen to what happened there.
Right, and they wouldn't need the piece of paper. They wouldn't need the expensive doctor to
give the note. Got it. Tom, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Took me a little bit on that one.
Well, it's basically just to get on the welfare dole. You're talking about several different bureaucrats who are being paid a good-sized salary. There's a doctor bureaucrat giving the piece of paper and the person referring them to them, and probably someone referring them to that person. Several different people that are on the dole just to get this person their welfare money, and that's one of the reasons that it's such a high overhead. We talk about 70% of the money going out to welfare is going to middle-class bureaucrats.
Right, they've got forms to process. That's what it's all about. I mean, Mark, you're sort of experiencing a little bit of this right now. It's not necessarily welfare, but it's certainly an experience with government and their
bureaucracy.
Silly hoops and bureaucracy and forms and
right.
requirements.
I'm looking to build a house on a piece of land, and you know, here nearby Keene, and it's amazing. In order to be able to build a house on the commercial property, I have to go get a rejection letter from, you know, the zoning guy or whatever, so that I can take the rejection letter to the zoning board in order to get a special exception.
You can't just go to the board and say, I'd like to build a house.
I'm going to get told no before I can get told yes. It's amazing. And I can't get told no until I get a letter from, you know, the people that own the property currently in order to get to be eligible to be told no so that I can be eligible to be told yes.
So you have to get a letter from the people that own the property currently expressing what? What is it that letter is supposed to do?
That I have the... that I'm looking at the property.
You're interested in the property.
Right. So,
like, you're valid. You're not just some guy coming in wasting the bureaucrat's time.
God knows.
So then you've got this piece of paper from the property owners. You take it to one bureaucrat. He looks at it, is supposed to reject you. And who knows how long this takes.
Right.
And what we're talking about here, you give it to bring it to that one bureaucrat, and he rejects you. Then you bring it to the zoning board, and then hopefully they'll approve it, which, of course, they could just say no, and then you're back to square one. But, I mean, that bureaucratic mess is happening in a town of 1,500 people.
Yeah, I think it's like 1,700 or 1,800, but yes.
I mean...
That's insane. I'm just trying to register my car. It's been taking me weeks just to...
Still working on that, huh?
The title's been lost, and it's 13-year-old car, but apparently you need a title to register it, and... I work during all the times when the bureaucrat office is open, so
there are plenty of
it's really
people.
Difficult.
Well, and they don't care. You know, they're not interested.
What difference is it? Their car is running fine.
Right, they don't have to stay open late for you.
And it's crazy.
You have to quit. You have to not work for a day to actually go and jump through all their hoops.
I'm actually having to put the car in my mother's name so that she can continually go to the office to try to get it registered. It's already been several trips for her. It would have been 3 days I would have had to take off from work so far. Just
can you imagine how frustrated
you'd
be?
Title. Yeah, and I still don't have my car registered. And my mom's, it's in her name now, and she's still trying to get a registration. Right now it's a temporary registration, which actually costs extra money, and it's just insanity, the hoops that they want you to jump through.
Boy, thank goodness we've got all those hoops out there. Otherwise, it'd be anarchy. 800-259-9231.
People be driving around unregistered cars.
Let's go to the phones. Amp line, Chuck in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, speaking of the DMV, I just got a notice saying they couldn't... Nevada has a little deal where the insurance companies have to let the state know whether people have insurance or not. And if you don't have insurance when your car is registered, it's a $250 fine.
Mm. Okay.
So they sent me a little notice saying they couldn't figure out if I had insurance since 2006, May in 2006. So now I have to go figure out where the paperwork's at and go send it all in. And
so now you have to... you have to prove to them that you have the insurance that your insurance company...
So much for innocent until proven guilty. It's very interesting that you don't know this bureaucrat. Write me back when you have more information. Good day. You know, I mean, innocent until proven guilty. You don't have any obligation to respond to these people.
What are you being threatened with?
Oh, a $250 fine if they fit. And here's the thing. I bought the motorcycle, and I may not have gotten insurance for a week or two. So I guess they could say, well, you didn't have insurance those first couple days.
But you weren't necessarily driving it.
It doesn't matter.
I don't care.
The paperwork was not filed, Toby. It does not matter if the individual is actually doing said accusation.
I had a car that they were trying to charge me this, and I just sold the car. I said, forget it. I'm not going to bother with that.
Amazing. Hang on, Chuck. I know you were calling for a different reason. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Holy geez. I just realized that New Hampshire doesn't even require insurance. How on earth does society continue to function? I mean, in Nevada, you have to jump through all these hoops and show them paperwork and prove that you got the insurance and everything, but
it's anarchy, Ian.
We don't have to do that here in New Hampshire, and everything's okay. This is Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features there are completely free. And that includes live streams. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them waiting for you, completely free, freetalklive.com.
Wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach on how to keep from getting busted with marijuana? Go to NeverGetBusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that's gained world attention. NeverGetBusted.com.
Let's go back to the phones, back to Chuck in Nevada. You're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so with that DMV thing, they sent you a little postcard, and I wrote a bunch of Free Talk Live on it, and I wrote Downside CC and a bunch of other stuff, so we'll see if anything comes of that. But I called in because I was listening to the radio show, one of the local conservative talk show hosts, and I just had to turn it off.
Okay.
He was talking about Ron Paul, and he says Ron Paul won't get elected because he doesn't look the part. I said, I'm thinking, you know, there's all these people who love Ron Paul. One of the callers called and said, hey, you didn't even bring up Ron Paul. And if all these people who like him and enjoyed him actually voted for him, you know, it would be very easy to get him in.
Yeah. It is possible for Ron Paul to win, and as far as him not looking like the part, why is it that Ron Paul is in, what is he, early 70s, I believe he is, like 71 or something like that? They're all a bunch of old men, old white guys. Why is he less presidential than the rest of them?
I think that maybe the Fred Thompson guy has a jump on everybody else here in this particular arena, because he's actually, you know, he's an actor, and he's actually played the president once before. So maybe he looks a little more presidential. But you can't tell me that McCain or Romney with his weird hair, any of these guys looks particularly presidential beyond. And then whoever this commentator is that, you know, what makes him the kingmaker? He's just some Jack Bull on television.
He's on a he's a radio station.
He's so angry, I cannot listen to him anymore. I shut him off, and I don't listen.
I understand what he's saying. Is all he needs to do is watch Ron Paul on The Daily Show from, is it last night or the night
last
before?
Last night, yeah.
Tell me that guy doesn't look presidential. Tell me. I mean, he answers. He's with Jon Stewart the whole way. He's cracking jokes with him. Now, obviously, the professional comedian's a little funnier than Ron is, but he's cracking jokes with the comedian. He's completely comfortable. He is not, this is Bob Dole, and I'm weird and stiff. You know, I mean, none of
that. He's smiling, enjoying himself.
You know, he's 71 or whatever he is. He's older, but he's doing great.
If you're going to vote and you like this guy, vote for him. Don't just say, oh, well, he's not going to win. You know, vote for him. I'm going to vote for him. You're going to vote for him.
I sure hope wasted vote syndrome does not affect Ron Paul. There's no reason for that.
If Republicans, if libertarians for a second believe that they're wasting their vote, after George Bush, after 8 years of George Bush, if people think they're wasting their votes, they're out of their mind.
Well, there's no excuse for wasted vote in this instance, because the usual excuse with wasted vote is, well, I'm not going to vote for the libertarian because there's no chance he'll win. Well, with Ron Paul, there is a chance he could win. He's in the race with all those other guys.
And the other two candidates are equally as bad. I mean, really, it's just two different, devils. They're so awful.
You guys have brought me to liberty, and it's the only reason is because of you. I was listening to some of the archives, and, you know, your show used to be a little bit different, a little less mature, and you guys have matured so much, you know, over time. It's turned out really great. I think you guys get better every day. I just got my Liberty cards in the mail the other day, and they're awesome conversation starters to get people thinking about stuff. And
I've been using them, too.
And the Ron Paul cards, I think I'm going to order some of those and start passing those out, too.
Very cool. Chuck, keep up the good work, and thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. And by the way, we didn't bring you to Liberty. You brought yourself to Liberty. We just presented the ideas. 1-800-259-9231. He's talking about our sponsor, by the way, libertycard.org? Darn it. We need to learn this stuff.
You know, there's the one we don't
You're
do a live
know
read
this,
for.
Mark.
Yeah, I absolutely am.
And there's a banner right on the website.
Yes.
Go there.
There is the banner on our website, freetalklive.com.
Give me a second and I'll get there. And
if you're a Free Talk Live listener and you tell Corey, the man behind the scenes there, about that, then you will get free shipping on the Liberty cards. And it's got Chuck's endorsement, 800-259-9231. You take control. Bit of good news. Two court cases. One good, one not so great. First one, you want the good one first, I take it, right, Mark?
I like good news, yeah.
The Minnesota Supreme Court ruled... Oh, wait, that's the bad one. Hold on. The good news is that the Federal Communications Commission has been smacked down by a court decision in,
oh,
I believe,
this is excellent news. I saw this, too. I have this on For Show Prep also.
Today, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York said the use of the words F and S by Cher and Nicole Richie was not indecent. Now, by the way, this is actually the chairman, Kevin Martin is the chairperson of the Federal Communications Commission. These are his words.
Hold on a second. LibertyCard.org.
Thank you. LibertyCard.org. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kevin Martin, right, the chairman of the commission, responding to the court here, he says, I completely disagree with the court's ruling, and I'm disappointed for American families.
I find it hard to believe that the New York court would tell American families that S and F are fine to say on broadcast television during the hours when children are most likely to be in the audience. Because, you know, kids, they've never heard these words before, and we can't have them on the television set.
Well, I just speaking for myself, I happened to hear the F word when I was 6 years old.
I can remember knowing a good amount of curse words by third grade.
You know, I happen to know those two, and I'd heard the S word probably, I'd probably actually heard my parents say that. I'd never heard my parents say the F word, and I'm sure that I'm in the minority of Americans whose parents probably just didn't cuss, period. My dad did, my mom... I didn't hear her say a single cuss word while I was 12 years old.
Mm.
So I was pretty sure she didn't. But, you know, I don't think that it's going to ruin everything. And you're responsible for what your kids listen to. You, America, you are responsible for what your kids listen to.
But the commissioner...
I am not.
The commissioner is concerned, Mark, because these are live programs.
The commissioner
programs.
Is a bureaucrat who makes money by being concerned.
The
of course he's concerned. He's concerned that somebody's going to figure out that his job is worthless and that he does nothing for a living. That's what he's concerned about.
Wow. You really have a role tonight, Mark.
I am good. I'm good at this show.
He's arguing with
passion
tonight.
This show would be nothing without me.
We did fine without you last week.
Yeah.
The court even says the commission is divorced from reality. It is the New York court, not the commission, that's divorced from reality and concluding that the word F, which, by the way, he's writing it in his paper. I'm censoring it for obvious reasons. ABC News censored it on their websites, but the commissioner here is liberally using the terms F and S.
What if children got a hold of his paper?
They very well could. Thank goodness ABC censored it because those kids on the internet might have seen him. Because, you know, they've never seen those words online before. Not on their friends' blogs or anything like that. Nah. MySpace pages, those words aren't there. Let's see. He says that it's divorced from reality, the court is, in concluding that the F word does not invoke a sexual connotation.
I think that's... I don't know.
It doesn't.
It's probably the last thing it invoked.
There are so many different ways to use the F word, and probably majority of them don't actually involve sexual connotation.
I'd say a super majority of them.
How about the most frequent one, FU? Where's the sexual connotation there?
None.
The only time there's a sexual connotation is when you're talking about, you know, mother effer or I want to F you.
And here's what I don't understand is radio shows and television shows and all kinds of programs have been getting around this by using some other term around it. So that instead of saying
flip
F
you,
they say flock you like yeah. sheep or whatever.
But you're still thinking it.
Yeah,
sure.
It's
and everyone knows.
Thing.
Right, everyone
Why?
Knows.
What difference does it make?
Well, there's a little bit more about the FCC and your calls as well about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide tax relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutraceutical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
+1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. So enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. Over 240,000 posts. Over 1,400 people interacting. Lots of fun, serious issues, and fun stuff. You'll find it all. And it's all for free. BBS.freetalklive.com. That is BBS.freetalklive.com. Pop quiz. What do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Answer, very little. Prometheus Institute is looking to make a real impact in Washington, not in 40 years, but right now. To find out what makes the Prometheus Institute different from all of the other flatwater political think tanks, visit readpi.com. That's readpi.com.
I think they've got some good ideas over there.
Yeah, I was checking out their website today, and they got some pretty neat articles. I'm not necessarily a fan of the political swing that they have, but a lot of our minarchist listeners are going to love it. But what I really like that they have, and there's right up my alley.
Well, we're all heading down the same path.
Well, they've got a cultural section there that has nothing whatsoever to do with politics. It's just sort of their writers' opinions on culture, and I came across a story today about women in makeup, which we just happened to talk about recently, and their opinions echo mine, that women are truly the most beautiful when they aren't caking crap all over their face.
I think some people would agree and some people disagree, but, you know, thanks for your opinion.
I'm just telling you, I found some great content on readpi.com.
Yeah, it's good. It is good content.
All right, 800-259-9231. So in the middle of the story about the FCC's reaction to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York that has ruled that the use of the F word and the S word on national television during, I think it was like an awards broadcast, in this case, Cher and Nicole Richie, were under question. That it's completely okay, that it's not indecent. They're fleeting instances. They're certainly not used for pandering purposes. And
this isn't a license to broadcast television to just go and drop the S and the S-bomb any old time they want. But they're saying in these particular instances where people accidentally said the F-bomb on live television that, no, there's no reason to go and fine these people, and the FCC needs to just back off.
Exactly right. But these are the words of the FCC's commissioner, the chairperson, Kevin Martin. Here's what he has to say. He says these words were used in prime time, where children were watching,
and giving us $350,000 would fix that.
By the way, this is the guy, and that's the amount of fine, by the way, for one instance.
Right. And, you know, and it's as to think that that matters. I mean, yeah, I understand that there's that it's a nominal punishment or something, but it's not like you're giving the money to do anything good.
How does it help people?
Right. Let's take that $350,000. What's his name? Michael? Michael?
What's
his name? Michael?
Kevin. Kevin Martin.
Kevin, we're going to take that $350,000 that we would have given them, and we're going to give it to charity.
That should be okay with him. Well, that should be okay with him, right?
No. He wants the money for himself. He's a greedy bureaucrat.
But he's all concerned with the children.
No,
so what if
he's
we
not.
A,
he's lying
what
to
if we,
you.
What if we picked a children's charity?
He doesn't care. He wants the money for the FCC.
Children's charity
the
that'll
FCC
protect
does
kids.
Does so much more for children than, I don't know, St. Jude's or something.
But children were watching. He says, ironically, the court implies that the existence of blocking technologies is one reason the FCC shouldn't be so concerned. But even a vigilant parent using current blocking technology, such as the V-chip, couldn't have avoided this language because they rely on the program's rating. And in this case, the programs were rated appropriate for family viewing.
The children
going to hear curse
It makes me wonder, has he ever...
If you're feeling your kid's heads full of the garbage that was going on at one of these,
award shows?
Actors award shows, you deserve it.
Right. is he a crystal saint? Has he ever sworn in front of a child before?
Well, he's written the F and S word at least 10 times in this document that he wrote up.
That reminds me, I don't think I cussed in this particular instance, but I had my younger nephew, and wasn't really my nephew, but we called him my nephew. He was my fiancé's younger, his nephew. And he was in the back of the car, and Rush Limbaugh came on. And so I began screaming at the radio, as usual. I generally go down the road screaming at the radio. The poor kid's, like, strapped in a child seat in the back. He's, like, looking at me, he's like, Uncle Mark's kind of crazy. I'm like, oh, sorry, buddy.
So the final word from the commissioner is, if there was ever an appropriate time for commission action, this was it. If we can't prohibit the use of the words F and S during prime time, Hollywood will be able to say anything they want, whenever they want.
They can say it, but you don't have to listen. You and your family have the opportunity to turn this crap off and not listen.
And I believe the networks...
I didn't hear them say it, but by the way, somehow my pure little ears managed to miss this prime time share dropping the F-bomb and the S-bomb on television. Somehow I managed to make it past. Why? Because I wasn't watching that tripe.
Right, and it is total tripe. I mean, the Hollywood hoes getting up on stage wearing next to nothing.
I think there's far worse things in that program than those words that are said. Right. If you're going to have your kids watching it.
Yeah, probably the case. And I believe the industry's response to this was that they've decided to put more of their live events on delay. I guess some of their live events were not running on delay, and now they're running on a 5 to 7 second delay in the event that somebody utters a dirty word.
Dear God, can you imagine?
They can drop it out. But also, I think if parents are concerned, then parents need to understand that in a live event, there's a increased chance that there's going to be something naughty said. If you're dealing with a pre-recorded television show like a sitcom, they've edited that. They know that there's not any content in there that's questionable. But with a live program, you're always at risk. Always. In fact, there's a risk that somebody's going to utter one of those words here on Free Talk Live. And thank goodness for this court decision, because it makes me feel a lot better about it when it happens. Not that, we're going to let you get away with it or anything like that. We still have to be careful. We still have to protect our station's licenses. But nonetheless...
And the rule still stands. If you drop the F-bomb or the S-bomb on our air, you're gone. Yep. Goodbye. Unless you own a radio station.
Yeah, I mean, if you've ever watched a live football game or something, they have those little satellite things picking up the sounds on the field.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen closely, you're going to hear a whole lot of words.
I like it when you can't hear the words during a football game, but they've got a tight shot on the coach.
Right.
As he can see his mouth.
He's just going off.
You know exactly what
I love that
he
crap.
Yeah.
The best one for that was that guy from Indiana with the white hair, Tommy Knight was his name. Oh, my God, he was insane. The basketball coach. You have any idea who I'm talking about here?
I don't watch much TV.
Sorry, Mark.
He was great.
As part of the March 15th, this is, I don't believe, this is actually the article at this point. As part of the March 15th, 2006 Omnibus Indecency Order, the FCC determined that the 2003 and 2002 Billboard Music Awards broadcasts were indecent and profane. During the Music Awards, Cher made the following comment. I've had unbelievable support in my life, and I've worked really hard. I've had great people to work with. Oh, yeah, you know what? I've also had critics for the last 40 years saying that I was on my way out every year.
Is that right. Cher?
Yes, it's Cher.
Yeah, Cher really is an icon.
Right.
She throws it in their face every year. I love her.
So, F them. I still have a job, and they don't. During the 2003 Billboard Awards, Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie took the stage. Now, if you got Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie on stage, you should know at that point that there's a chance something's going to be said. They're just, you know, they're just trashy tramps.
And if you're a parent with your kids watching that show...
Right. I'm not even going to bother repeating what they said. They're just dumb.
I mean, you know, Paris Hilton, I just saw a clip today where... gosh, all these Silverman, I can't remember.
Sarah Silverman?
Sarah Silverman, the comedian, was ripping on Paris Hilton while Paris Hilton was in the crowd. Mm-hmm. I don't know where this was. It was just a YouTube
MTV.
Thing.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. Paris could not take it. She was just, you know, she was not taking the ripping at all. It was 60 seconds. If she would have just been gracious about the whole thing,
yeah.
Let it slide off of her like water off a duck's back, no big deal. I mean, it's a comedian. She's supposed to make people laugh. But whatever.
So, a very successful court decision in this particular case. The FCC has been slapped down. I don't know. It doesn't mention here if they're going to appeal this decision. I don't know if it's possible for them to do it. Presumably it would be because this was a New York court. So it may go up the chain. But nonetheless, for now, TV companies and station owners are probably breathing a sigh of relief. As you should be as well, as your freedoms are not quite in total peril in regards to freedom of speech. More on the way, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Not making the money you were expecting? Signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture. And I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line for you. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are for free. But we do ask you to voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So it doesn't matter if you're looking to buy a brand new laptop for yourself, as some of our listeners have done, or video game systems, video games, some books, some movies, furniture, office products. I mean, really, if it's something that's for sale at a retail store, it'll be for sale at amazon.freetalklive.com. Odds are good. You'll get a better price and also great Super Saver shipping deals in many cases. And you can feel good because a percentage of your purchase, and a decent one at that, is going to Free Talk Live. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. Now, I said I had a second court case for you. The first one was the good news about the FCC being slapped down by a New York court in regards to so-called obscenity and indecency.
Makes me feel better.
Then there's this little bit of news from the Minnesota Supreme Court that ruled May 24th that police need only articulable suspicion, not the standard of probable cause, which is a higher standard. Well, hold on, let me tell you what they need it for. But not the higher standard of probable cause to be able to use a drug-sniffing dog to sniff outside the door of a person's residence. The 5-2 decision sparked bitter dissent. The ruling came in Minnesota versus Davis, in which Burnsville police were informed by maintenance workers in an apartment complex that they thought that they saw marijuana grow lights, and that Evans would not let them go into the apartment to fix a water leak. Based on that information, police brought a drug dog to the location, and the dog reacted outside of the apartment door. Police then used maintenance workers' information, the drug dog alert, and Davis's past criminal record to obtain a search warrant, which resulted in the finding of various items of contraband and 3 drug charges against Davis. So, and a little more here. At trial, Davis moved to suppress the evidence, arguing the police needed probable cause to stick a drug dog on his apartment door because the drug dog sniff of his door exterior actually amounted to a search of his apartment, thus requiring probable cause. He lost at the trial court, which concluded that police needed only articulable suspicion and had met that standard. The Minnesota Court of Appeals affirmed that, and now the state Supreme Court has reaffirmed it. While the state constitution requires the courts to balance individuals' privacy interests against the public's interest in effective law enforcement, the state Supreme Court held that the intrusion into Davis's privacy was so minimal as to not require the higher standard of probable cause. The only intrusion into his privacy occurred because the dog could sniff what the public could not. However, the intrusion, in their opinion, is minimal.
Now, does this mean they can go right up to your door? I mean, if you live off the street, they can come on your property and have a drug dog sniff outside your door. Is this just because it was in an apartment building?
I think this is because it was an apartment building.
No, this is any person's residence. Now, it made it easier for them because it was an apartment building, because the maintenance crew was trying to get in and do some maintenance. He wouldn't let them in, so that's what sparked the whole controversy in the first place. But this could happen to anyone's residence as long as the cops have what they consider reasonable, articulable suspicion.
I don't think it's so. When you rent your apartment, you don't rent the hallway in front of it. You rent from the door on back. So the police were completely within their rights if the maintenance workers invite them on the property to walk their dog, walk the dog right next to the door. Now, when you're talking about my property, if you bring your dog up to my front door, you've come a great deal onto the property.
But so what? There's no prevention on trespassing on the police. They can trespass all they want.
Who says?
They do.
They're searching with the dog, though.
At that point, they violate. It's different. It's got to be different when it comes to a home than it does to an apartment.
The decision is that a drug dog can sniff outside the door of a person's residence. And the police have the ability to waltz around your property looking in windows and stuff, Mark.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
They do it.
They can shoot. They do it because they're trespassing, and you can't get anybody who's to enforce that trespassing rule because there are no cops for cops.
So they can do it.
But no, they can't. Because if you take them to court and you say, and they said, I looked in the window. He had a sign that said no trespassing, and I looked in the window and I saw such and such. Then I say that he's, definitely gone beyond.
Fine, Mark. Okay, let's put this into the world of the real, where the police can do whatever they want, okay, because that's what the real world is like. So let's say that the police, for some reason, are really respectful towards your property rights. Well, then in this case, if we go by what happened in the Minnesota case, all the cops had was a couple maintenance workers saying, "Hey, we think we see grow lights." That's all the cops had. Oh yeah, the guy won't let us in.
Well, I feel like that was enough to bring the dog by. But there's nothing. They didn't do anything wrong.
Who didn't do anything wrong?
The cops.
Because if it's in an apartment building and it's in a common hallway,
they didn't search this guy's house.
Allowed to be.
Yes, they did. They didn't go
on his property. He rents a certain amount of property. That is that property from the door back.
I understand you're getting all upset here, Mark, but let's go back to reality where the police are going to, essentially, they have some allegation against you. In this case, the allegation was from the security workers.
The case that I'm talking to you about is different than the case that this one, occurred in. They didn't search anything that wasn't already that belonged to this dude. They didn't search anything. They searched outside his door, which didn't belong to him.
I understand. And you're going to say that on your property, the property belongs to you, and so therefore they shouldn't be able to do these things. And I would love to agree with you. I just don't think that it would work that way in reality. Because look at what they've done here, Mark, and then follow me on this, and then you can get all upset. What they did was they had an allegation by these workers.
I understand.
They used that allegation as their excuse to bring the dog up to this man's front door. Now, why couldn't they use a similar allegation against you? Somebody says, hey, I was in this guy's house installing cable the other day, and I smelled something funny in that back room. I could swear he's got a marijuana grow operation going on in there. So what they do is, if these cops respect your property, which we all know they don't, but if they respected your property, the cops could just bring the dog on the outside of your property line and say, oh, looks like Fido's alerting on this property. There's drugs somewhere on this property. I mean, I'm licking my finger here. Wind's blowing in this direction. It's coming from that house. Looks like we're going to have to get a warrant here. The dog says there's something coming from that property. We're going to go and get a warrant. I mean, the same thing can happen. Just because the dog's not at your front door doesn't mean they're not going to walk a dog up to your property and say, what you got there, Fido? Anything going on in that house? Roo, roo. Oh, sounds like a yes. Okay, let's go get that warrant. Of course, the judge is going to rubber stamp it because, the drug dog. The drug dogs are always right.
Right, never false positive.
Right, we'll stamp that warrant, send the cops out there with a warrant. They're going to come into your house that time, and you damn well going to let them in that time,
right,
aren't you?
Because if you start shooting then, you're in big trouble.
The cops are going to come in. Maybe the guy was wrong. Maybe he smelled your herbal tomato garden or something like that. They walk in. They discover that you don't actually have any marijuana.
They break some crap in the process of looking.
Right. Maybe they'll take your tomato plants just to make sure.
I think you're right. With this ruling that they've, the way they've worded it, because the case is so messed up, they've managed to infringe on rights a little bit more.
Right. They've given the police more power to use their dogs. That's what they've done here. And it's not good.
And to me, it's total insanity because police dogs, I've heard people say that they false positive almost as much as they
Barry Cooper on his video showed how he got dogs to false positive. He showed it. All you have to do is go to neverbegetbusted.com, and he will show you.
Yep. So how is a drug dog's barking and signaling probable cause for a search if he's false positive?
That's just the problem here, is that the courts continue to rule more and more powers to the police. It's not, Toby. It's just, it's essentially no more than an allegation. It's just as much of an allegation as the maintenance worker saying they thought they saw something. This is the dog saying, I think I smell something.
I mean, police dogs, they're crazy. You see the police cars driving up and down Main Street, the dogs head out the window barking the entire time.
Right.
What's that mean?
Shut up.
Here is the dissenting opinion. Here we go. When we balance the minimal intrusion, or no, this is still the non-dissenting opinion. When we balance the minimal intrusion on the defendant's privacy interest inside his residence against the governmental interest in the use of narcotics detection dogs as an investigative tool to combat drug crime, we conclude that the police needed a reasonable, articulable suspicion to walk a narcotics detection dog down the common hallway outside of the department, or the apartment.
Now, they just made a comment about the common hallway. Now, this is where I think there's a problem here with this. They do make the ruling. Like you said, the short version of the ruling is that all they need is articulable suspicion.
And according to them, the report from the maintenance workers, nothing more than an allegation, rose to the level of articulable suspicion.
I agree.
That was enough to bring the dog on the property.
When you're talking about common hallway.
Right. And that road out in front of your house, common road.
Look, if you claim that you can have a drug dog, depending on the distance of the property, I'm leaving a house where you have
They're
to be
awfully sensitive,
several
Mark.
Feet,
awfully sensitive.
Yards away from the house in order to be able to smell the door. That would be crazy. And I'm buying a house where it's going to be several hundred yards. From the property of the door.
The dissent says, the dissenting judge said, the case marks a significant departure from our constitutional jurisprudence because it's the first time the court has authorized the search of a private residence based on anything less than probable cause in the absence of exigent circumstances, a la a murderer running into a house. It's a departure that takes us down a road that erodes the Fourth Amendment protections in one's home. Hour three is coming up.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Are you...